kids, are you ready to have some fun?
Yeah!
Who loves football?
Me!
Who loves math?
Me!
Great, and guess who else loves math?
No!
My good friend, Toro!
Toro!
Yes, Toro and the Texans know their math. Right, Toro? They had to. Math is everywhere. We use it every day. So, Toro and his friends are going to help us learn some fun and useful math skills. And hey, you're invited to join us. Here we go. Today's lesson is three-digit multiplication and division. Whew, that was a mouthful, right? But it's not as hard as it sounds. Want to see a fun example that will help you understand? Toro loves to run. He says he can run the Texans field 6 times. That's 100 yards 6 times. You sure about that, Toro? Okay, ready? Go! Was a lot of running. Let's take a look at how many yards Toro ran in total. A football field is 100 yards long, and Toro ran it 6 times. So 100 yards times 6 equals 600 yards. See that X there? That's the sign for multiplication. It's like tilting the plus sign on its side. In fact, multiplication is really just repeated addition. And isn't multiplying 100 times 6 easier than adding 100 together 6 times? While Toro's catching his breath, I'll give you a quick division lesson. Let's say you forgot how many times Toro ran down the field, but you remember the total was 600 yards. All you have to do to figure out how many times he ran is to divide the whole distance, 600 yards, by the length of the field, 100 yards, and you get 6. He ran 6 times. See that symbol that looks like a minus sign with a dot above and below the line? That sign means we're splitting something into equal parts or groups. And that's all division is. Pretty good thing to know, right? So that's how three-digit multiplication and division work. It takes practice, but before you know it, you'll get good at it. And now it's your turn. Think of some other fun examples of multiplication and division. Like, how many minutes do you spend watching TV every day? And if you multiply that by 7, how many minutes does that make every week? That's it for now. See you next time for another episode of Toro's Math Drills, presented by ConocoPhillips.